ingredients. A little Afrobeat. Some good reggae.
You should never give up, never give up. Just keep on trying. Never give up, believe in what.
Drop in some R&B.
These curves in his body. No wonder they haven't thought of me. I might get wild every once in a while. All depends on the time of the night.
And a taste of soca. From Bristol to the world, you're listening to Ujima 98 FM. We are you. We are Ujima.
That's the sound of Najee with a rendition of Anita Baker's Sweet Love. And welcome once again to the show where the journey is always continuing with yours truly, Souls Liberation, navigating the sound frequencies as always. And last week, I funk it up for you with a show. And this week, I'm just going to jazz it up, meaning it's a jazz-based show today. And I'm going to touch on a little bit of subgenre. So might do a little reggae kind of jazz, a little hip-hop jazz, straight-up jazz. It's just all jazz. Yes, and in the meantime, before I even go further, I want to send a shout-out to Mr. Carl Ritchie and Miss Olive. Big up yourselves, you know. As I keep saying, I'm going to have Mr. Ritchie on the show one day, and that's going to happen. So, yeah, I know he's a, you know, an avid jazz listener and, yeah, walking encyclopedia of the jazz world. So I got to send a shout-out. But in the meantime, for today's show, I'm going to, you know, play some great tracks as always. And I've got two conversations coming up. And as I mentioned, there's an event going on in Froome from April 6th, which is tomorrow, all the way until the 12th. And that's the Infinite Tea Room event, which I'm a part of. And I'll be speaking to Kate, who is one of the co-owner of the Silk Mill Art and Gallery Studio. So I'll be taking another track and come in with a conversation with her. And also I'll be speaking to Ruth Blake, who's going to be one of the performers on Saturday night. She'll be doing a live performance. And I also caught up with her this week and had a conversation. So I'm going to play that in the second hour. So in the meantime, between time, I'm going to take something from a Twist of Marley album with Lee Wrighton and friends. And this one features the legendary Will Downing. A rendition of Bob Marley, Is This Love? Yeah.
Stick around for great tunes and conversation on Ujima Radio.
All right, you're in tune to the show where the journey continues, and yours truly, as always, keep you in the loop of things. And as been mentioning, there's an event coming up in Froome, and it will be held at the Silk Mill from April 6th until 12th. And with me on the line today is one of, I should say, the co-founder, co-owner of Silk Mill, Kate. Welcome to Ujima 98, and how are you doing?
Thank you. It's lovely to be with you.
Yes. So basically what I want to do is just kind of bring what is the Silk Mill to the audience. And first, I just want to say, what's the, you know, the entire history behind Silk Mill and what is Silk Mill?
Right. Well, when we bought the Silk Mill as a ruin, a really devastated ruin in 2005, and it had been abandoned for about 30 years. And so all the windows were shattered and the floorboards had been stolen and there was really nothing there. And before that, it had been, in the most of the 20th century, it had belonged to an industrial company called Knox Industries. And we bought it from them and they abandoned it and left it to get abused really by the town. And they owned it from the 1920s, prior to which it was a silk mill where, as our understanding is, the silk was woven, not so I think the raw silk came in and was woven in the what is now our studios in the main building. Mm-hmm. And as we understand it, it was there from the late 1700s until the early 1920s, when I think that they'd stopped making widow's weeds. That's what they specialised in, black crepe silk. And nobody wanted it anymore because it was a jolly time in the 1920s, just like the 2020s. Ha ha. So basically, it's had a bit of a checkered history. And when we bought the building, there'd been all sorts of potential plans for making it into a youth hostel or a hotel or or flats, and nobody had taken it on. And finally, we took it on in 2005 and spent a good, I suppose, 8 years basically restoring it. Mm-hmm. And we now have 22 individually rented out studios and a large multi-purpose gallery where we have exhibitions, such as this one coming up. Mm-hmm. And we have concerts, a lot of things in Froome Festival in July. All week we've got stuff on there. And we actually host weddings there too, and markets and book fairs and all sorts. It's basically we try and make things happen when people approach us with an idea. We like to facilitate things.
Yeah, and collaborate, you know.
And collaborate, exactly. Uh-huh. It's a very adaptable space. It's a sort of a very beautiful but blank canvas. Uh-huh. And people love it.
And I love that statement you made about blank canvas, you know, because that's part of my belief. Sometimes you have to have that blank section to paint as you go along, you know, even improvise on it, you know. And I'm saying that also because just digging into my ancestral history, I've always said that, and sometimes giving talks, that's one of the mentions I make. You have to have this blank canvas in order to paint as you go along, you know, because you'll discover things as you go along, which is the beauty. And your sound, I'm just assuming here, but it sounds as if there's a lot of art, you know, stuff going on music-wise and artistic-wise. And I'm getting the impression it's like an artistic hub, to say. It attracts a lot of, you know.
It is. We have, so in the studios, we have a broad range of people, painting, printing, making. We have an art school which we have associate artists who can have access to share that, so they can do collaborative work or just have a space that's a bit more shared. And there are workshops in there too, print workshops and life drawing. And so we've got one of the best double bass makers in the country, Martin Penning, who's been with us since the day we opened, which is really wonderful. Yes, we've got two jewelers and couple of writers as well, and we have the architects on the ground floor who are hopefully going to be the people who will work on Saxon Vale, which is the land around the silt mill, which is a whole nother story.
So I guess you have been occupied in many ways, but from a creative perspective, which is good. Which leads me to ask you also, first you mentioned we, and who is the other person involved?
The other half is my husband, Damon.
Damon, so okay.
He and I bought the building, and at that time our children were children, and then as they grew up and sort of left school, they helped out on the project too. So there was one time for about 3.5 years when our son Dickon was helping with the work, and he got so skilled doing the woodwork and all sorts. He put a lot of the windows in, sort of clambering about on the scaffolding. And, he's now bought a flat of his own, and he's just been able to lay a floor because he had the skills from doing this. We built a staircase ourselves. We had a lot of some volunteer help, and one of the volunteers designed it for us and got us started, and we built an enormous staircase. I turned all the newels on the lathe.
I know, because what you've said there also is very useful and interesting, you know, especially to people listening, because in this day and age, it's good to have a trade, a skill, you know, because a lot of people tend to be focusing more on academic kind of level and pointers and credits. But if you have a trade, and I will start that in Jamaica, where I'm from originally, it's a useful tool to have. So the fact that your son has learned from that and able to, you know, bring it in his own environment, you know, that's a blessing also, you know. All right. So, you know, with the rooms there, you know, people being able to book events and utilize it. About the upcoming event, which I'm actually involved also, you know, is it a case that Silk Mill is hosting, you know, the event by, you know, providing a venue, or you're part of the organizing of the upcoming event from April?
No, I basically let the people who are exhibiting or whatever, putting on a show or something, that they basically do most of it. Obviously, I will give advice, and you know, we've had several meetings about it, and I retain the power of veto if I think something's you know, not right. but generally we try and you know, let people lead it themselves, and invigilate it themselves too. So it's their space, very much so for events like this. You know, so Tallulah, who's the lead artist, she will lead. She's curating, she and Rose are curating the whole thing themselves.
Yes, and that's the whole Infinite Tea Room team.
Yes, thing, that's right,
which I'm familiar with and really looking forward.
Such a great idea, isn't it? I love it.
Yes, so, you know, I wholeheartedly think so also. And I think this is what I mean when I said earlier regarding networking. It brings like-minded people, and even people who aren't, you know, say in the world of art, but together, and it just creates a whole network plateau, you know, which is very interesting. Because I feel from this, other things will stem and, you know, keep going.
But also, I feel it's very important to try and... One of the things I like about having a lot of different kinds of events here is that it brings in different groups of people, and then they're more likely to come... If somebody's come to a book fair, but they're not particularly thinking about art as something they're interested in, they're more likely to come along because they know the space. Or... You know, if they've come to a toddler group or something, then familiarity in a building is so important. And I think it's so important to try and reach out to people who don't feel it's for them, and to try and broaden the whole offer for arts and, you know, crafts and all that sort of thing, because it's such a positive thing in life.
Yeah. And one thing, the feeling, because I've never been to that side yet. I've just only passed through from, but, you know, I'm looking forward to being there and at the Silk Mill. And one thing which, you know, from what you're saying and the whole picture that you've painted and the feel I'm getting from the whole Silk Mill movement, I will say, it reminds me of an ethos I travel by, and everything I do also should be family orientated. Meaning, even if I'm on a stage, you know, 12 o'clock at night and busting out lyrics or whatever I'm doing, it should be family friendly, where if a child is in the audience, it's very much appropriate and thing, and that's the feeling I get. So in other words, whatever the Silk Mill host, it's family orientated, you could say.
Yes, I would. Where possible. I mean, sometimes we have late night DJ nights and things, which will be, we'll have a license that goes on late, and it's a 18s only. But almost everything is family orientated, welcoming to the younger generations. Yes, definitely.
Because you mentioned, you know, workshops and toddlers and that kind of stuff. So, you know, that's good.
Yeah, we have a lovely children's Saturday morning art club in the art school, which is really it's great chance for the children to let off steam after they've had a week at school where they've been kind of a bit constrained, and it's a really lovely liberating group.
So if someone's interested in getting in touch, you know, at the venue, because I got to admit, I'm just not the social media kind of person. You know, so for all the social media handles or how they can get in touch with this.
I mean, the best way really is to Google Silk Mill Froom, and we pop up at the top of the list, and go on our website and get yourself on our mailing list. To the bottom of each page, there's a box for that. And I only send out MailChimps once a month, or occasionally a few more during the festival, but you know, I'm not going to besiege you with weekly or even more messages. We are on Instagram at Silk Mill in Froome, and we are on Facebook, which is just the Silk Mill. Who is it, Silk Mill? I'm not sure if there's other. I haven't got around to TikTok yet. Don't forget myself. My son does it every day, but not me.
Because let me tell you, social media requires a certain kind of attention, which
takes it away from everything else.
So I'm looking forward to being there, because I will be there for the Thursday. I'm doing the Carrefour dance workshop, and that's something where people will learn a culture up close and personal, because I come from a traditional background, which I still keep and do some of the dances to this day. And that's what I want to share with the people of Froome, and, you know, just, you know, outside communities on that day. And then the Saturday, I'm looking forward to the event, the feast and the dance, the spring event, which I know Ruth Blake will perform in live, and I'll be doing a DJ set and most likely hosting the event also. So I'm really looking forward to that, you know.
Brilliant.
All right. So, you know, Kate, it's been a pleasure, and keep on keeping on. And I feel like also what I refer to as the recent global madness that went on a couple of years ago, I feel there's a surge of creative like-minded coming together. And because I move around a lot, I tend to see what's happening. And this is why I try to hold this space and try to do a little bit more behind the scenes to help navigate things, so that creatives can come through creative work, like-minded people, networking can happen, and, you know, just try and make society a better place. We can't change the world, Kate, but at least we can try and contribute some positive.
Tiny steps.
Yes.
As long as we're going in the right direction, that's good. It sounds as though you are. Yeah. That's wonderful.
All right. So it's been a pleasure.
Good to meet you.
Yeah, look forward to the event also. And I'm sure we'll have more conversation with upcoming events, because in the summer, which is around the corner, so I'm looking forward to another conversation and share with the listeners of Ujima 98 FM. So, as I say, Kate, love, light, and blessings, and walk well, steer well.